Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ron and Anian.
The problem with turbo cars is, in the case of the Ford, in the case of the Escape, you can buy two parts. You can buy a wastegate management solenoid, or you can buy the whole turbo, baby. You know, it's this or everything.
Every day is a winding road. I get a little bit closer to feeling fine.
The Car Doctor.
In your experience, does it just want to go on those engines? Or,
yeah, it just seems to be one. You know, there's a few bulletins about it. Nothing specific do they cite. They just say repair the affected cylinder.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Did you see in the news recently that Kia is recalling 427,000 Telluride SUVs because there's a defect the vehicle may roll away while they're parked? And the reason that caught my eye, well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of reasons why that caught my eye. But we've been talking about this lately that we're noticing certain manufacturers like Toyotas. We had a customer with a 21 Toyota RAV4 where push-button car, you know, start-stop, not start-stop technology, but the stop-start push-button on the dash, foot on the brake, push the button, it starts. You can shut that vehicle off in gear and get out of the car, and it will not be in park, and the parking brake doesn't set. That car will roll away. And I've noticed a few of them, and it's lately I've been checking Dodge pickup trucks. The late model Ram, I should say, it's not Dodge, it's a Ram now, but late model Ram will not allow you to shut off the vehicle unless it is in park. And I think that's smart. I think Dodge, I think Ram, whoever they want to be called, should be commended for that. I think that's a smart move. Because the scenario becomes, you know, think about it. You get in the vehicle and you've got your key fob device, whatever it is, it's your electronic key, it's in your pocket. If you're not thinking, and so many of us are not lately, we're just going to shut the car off, hit the button, and get out of the car. Or maybe the phone rings. gee, you think the phone interferes with driving? Nah. And you get out of the vehicle on the phone, shut it off. And, you know, is it in park? You have to be sure it's in park. And, you know, I started talking to some higher ups at different car companies about this. And they said, well, yeah, but the warning on the dashboard says, make sure vehicle is in park. Yeah. You think people are paying attention to that? You're counting on that to tell people what to do? No way. So this article came out, or this recall came out. According to documents published by National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020 through 24 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. What this means is if the axle becomes disconnected, the vehicle, it'll go into park. It will go into mechanical park inside the transmission, but the axle won't hold and it'll allow the vehicle to roll. Over time, this can lead to unintended vehicle movement while the cars are in park, increasing crash risks. Kia America decided to recall all 20 through 23 model year and select 24 model year Tellurides earlier this year. At the time, no injuries or crashes were reported. Improper assembly is suspected to be the cause of the shaft engagement problem, with the recall covering Tellurides that were manufactured between January of 2019 and October of 2023. Kia estimates that 1% have the defect. To remedy this recall, documents, dealers will update the affected car's electronic parking brake software and replace any damaged intermediate shafts for free. And, you know, if you ever have any curiosity, is your vehicle covered under a recall? Although some shop management programs will tell us that. Now, Mitchell 1, our shop management program, will tell us that they've just added a feature recently where every vehicle, it used to be just Toyota, if I remember correctly, and now it's expanded across the board where everything that is under potential recall from NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Authority, is now listed in the program. So Mitchell 1 has taken a large step towards keeping everybody safe by doing that. But you can do that on your own as well. More information at Mitchell1.com, by the way. But you can do that yourself. Go out to National Highway Traffic Safety Authority, and there's a spot there you can plug in your 17-digit VIN. If you can't find your VIN, it's on that metal plate in the bottom left corner of the windshield, or it's on your vehicle title, or it's on your registration, and plug it in. It will tell you, is your vehicle subject to any recalls? Are there any open recalls? Which, by the way, if you're purchasing a used vehicle, one of the best things you can do to research is go out to NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Authority, and plug in that 17-digit VIN. And it will tell you, hey, there's open recalls, there are no recalls, etc. So, but if you're driving a Kia, if you're driving a Telluride, it may slip away, and you should be getting a recall notice shortly, according to this piece of information. So, hello and welcome, Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Aren't we all happy now? Well, we are if we're not driving a Kia. But in any event, let's go to the phones and get this hour going. Let's go to Esther in Ocean City, Maryland. Esther, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Well, I was asked to call back. I had called you about a week ago with regard to an HVAC control unit.
Oh, this
for
is
my
the
2003
Corvette. Yes, absolutely.
And I did find one, and I was asked to call back so other people might benefit from it.
Sure. Where did you find? Refresh us again with the problem, Esther, in case somebody may not have heard that show.
My control unit wasn't working.
Right, and this was a 2003.
And since my car is so old.
This was a 2003 anniversary edition Corvette.
Correct.
Right, and where did you find the part? You were looking for a heater ventilation AC control head. Where did you end up finding the part? What did you use?
Out of Marshville, Ohio, I went on the internet. I did check the ones that you told me about, but I wasn't successful.
Gotcha.
So I went on the internet, excuse me, and I found one at J&J Auto Wrecking.
Okay.
Their phone number is 800-425-1555. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Eastern Standard Time. And their website is capital J, capital N, capital J, capital O, capital H dot com. And I worked with a gentleman by the name of Andrew. Their item, they gave a 60-day warranty, but if you leave a positive review, they will extend that warranty to 6 months.
Wow. Esther, you should be doing you should be doing commercials for them. I think you just did. It's okay. You know what? I'd rather have the information out there.
Hopefully it'll help someone else as well. But they were very, very good to deal with.
Well, we appreciate you getting back to us and letting us know and letting everybody else know. We're glad your car is ready for the road. Now you can go to car shows. Spring is here, right?
There you go.
So, thanks, Esther.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You enjoy the ride. It's a pleasure to have you anytime. Bye-bye. I think Esther just did a commercial for, wherever she found the parts, you know, that's what counts, because finding parts is becoming a full-time job now. And I say this all the time. It's getting harder and harder and harder. We can't fix cars without parts. I mean, it's obvious, but as simple as that sounds, you know, we had a situation this week. We were working on an 06 Dodge Magnum SRT8, which is the hot rod version of the Magnum wagon, the Chrysler station wagon from that generation. And we've been doing some front end work and repairing some of the problems it had. It had dried out rubber bushings and some other things going on. And we needed lug nuts. The lug nuts, this came to us as a used vehicle. The new owner purchased it out of storage. Somebody had put it in storage. It's only got 56 or 66,000 miles on it, something like that. It's not a lot of mileage. And we needed lug nuts, and we had to get them out of Chrysler, and Chrysler had to go scurrying around trying to find them. And, you know, sometimes it's just simple stuff. Sometimes it's not complicated and high tech like a heater control head like Esther's Corvette needed, right? You know, it's not electronics. It's lug nuts. It's all mechanical stuff. And in this case, they were a specific lug nut. The customer wanted OE Chrysler, and, you know, it took a while to find them. So finding parts is an issue, and sources like that Esther cited are excellent. We're glad that you called and told us that. Anyway, 855-560-9900. I'm Ronan Annie, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Vehicle not taking you where you want to go? Well, call Ron. He's the expert at making your vehicle take you where you need it. 855-560-9900. And now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over to Phil in Maine, 17 Kia Sportage. What's going on here? Phil, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, that would be Bill. That always happens to me.
Oh,
how are you today?
That's okay, sir.
That's okay.
No big deal. That's Tom's fingers. Tom's off today. He's having a rough day. So no, Bill, how can I help you?
Well, I will give you the short of it. 2017 Kia Sportage, bought it with about 100,000 miles on it. mile 103,000. Went into limp mode, got it looked at, and number two cylinder, no compression. They pulled the head, they replaced the valves, you know, basically did a top job on it. Then drove it for another 10,000, and the same thing has happened again.
Okay.
And the Kia won't cover the top end. The car is covered through a class action suit for the piston rod bearings in 2026, but not the top end. Wondering what I can do.
So, you know, this car, for everybody's information, this car is covered under more than a few recalls and campaigns. It's notorious. It'll set a P1326 knock sensor fault, and then they will reprogram it with different software to get correct knock sensor wiring, or I'm sorry, correct knock sensor reading, so it's not setting an erroneous code and their diagnosis is correct. They've made some changes in the software strategy.
Yeah, so that's been done on this car.
That's been done. So who
that's
did
correct.
The head? Was it a Kia dealer?
No, it was the people who sold it to me. They came up with a price and then they threw $1,000 in towards the head job. You know, just,
right.
it was after their warranty. So they came to the table for
okay.
that part of it. Yes.
So, you know, going back to the shop that did it, I always want to know if a shop did the head repair and the head repair failed, and I don't care that it's the same one. It could, they could have done something wrong. I don't want to spend too much time analyzing why it's the same cylinder. You know, there could be 100 reasons they could have just done something wrong. Did they only fix that cylinder? Did they do a complete head resurface? Is it, you know, how did the failure occur and just what sort of failure was it? You know,
yeah, they did a complete head resurface.
Okay.
I did see a borescope picture of the whatever cylinder it was. They didn't tell me. On the second time, the one that's in the shop for right now, I'm picking it up Monday, actually. And that thing was so covered with carbon, baked on carbon in chunks, unbelievable.
Okay, so is the second one like that as well?
Correct.
You know, I kind of find that hard to believe. I'm not saying anybody's lying, but anybody can print a picture. I would,
yeah.
If the vehicle was running that rich, let's think of it like this. If the vehicle was running that rich, that out of fuel compliance, logically, it should have set a fault code. And you'd be telling
okay.
me, I had a check engine light on. All right. You know?
It came, in both instances, the check engine light came on for like, I would say.
A misfire
code for a few minutes. And then the check engine light went out, and then the vehicle went into what somebody calls limp mode.
Right.
It got me home. Let's put it this way. It got me home.
Right.
For sure.
It limped you home. So,
yeah.
You know, think of it like this. You go to the doctor for a regular physical. You do that, right, Bill? And they do your blood work and so forth. And, you know,
yes,
every once in a while, your cholesterol's up, your cholesterol's down. There's always a reason, right? It just doesn't happen by magic. For that to have heavy carbon deposits again on that cylinder, are they trying to say that the valve job was the condition but not the cause?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I've done extensive research on these engines, and, you know, not like the old things we're used to, they don't see much fuel.
Right.
To clean it out.
Right.
So I'm wondering if there's a fix for that I could do periodically that would help.
Well, so is this the result of, because this is a GDI engine, correct? This is gasoline
correct.
Direct injection? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, part of the problem here is that there's no fuel spraying on the valve to wash the valve. But
correct.
Then why is it cylinder two again? What's particular about cylinder two?
I understand.
Is there a problem in, you know, usually what puts carbon deposits in these engines, all right? Because here, think of it like this. There's no fuel being sprayed at the valve, right?
None.
So theoretically, there's no carbon-like material, or there's no gasoline that could be derived into carbon that could evaporate into carbon going at the valve, correct?
Yeah, correct.
But what else is there that could possibly be? Could it be oil? Right.
Well, that would be my suspicion.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be my suspicion. Do we have a valve guide that's seeping oil and dropping it on the valve? It's not getting washed away because there's no fuel spraying at the valve.
Understood.
Could we have sticky rings in cylinder number two, allowing carbon or allowing oil to wash up. There's a reversion that goes on in a cylinder. When a valve opens, it's not exactly perfect where all the charge coming in gets pushed in by virtue, right? There's a reversion. There's reversion in exhaust. There's reversion in intake where flow goes backwards, all right? And that'll shroud the valve. Could, you know, I would like to know what the top of the piston looked like at the moment that they took the cylinder head off as well.
Well, they're going to give me some pictures of that when I pick it up on Monday or Tuesday. So maybe I'll see if I can figure out a way to send them to you.
Sure, you can email me. Just email them to me, ron@cardoctorshow.com. It's easy.
I will do that.
All right.
And I had one other quick question.
Sure.
Is there any point of spraying in, and I won't use a brand name, I'll just say spraying in.
No, use a brand name. What are we talking about?
Seafoam into the vacuum side of the PCV valve system.
Sure. Why not? You know, why not? I'll tell you what. How about some CRC? CRC makes some CRC. You got a local AutoZone?
Oh yeah, sure.
Get that. You know, I love AutoZone. You can go down there. Boy, you can look at fuel system cleaners to your heart's content. They've got one of everything, right? And let's go down there and let's go find the CRC section. And we actually do a GDI, a gas direct injection cleaning service at the shop where we will tie in a can of CRC GDI cleaner and we will go direct right into the air duct, depending on the vehicle, because we're trying to fog the intake system, not the injector, but the intake system, so that the cleaner is carried along in the airflow and delivered to the back of the valves.
Yeah, and that's not going to affect the fuel control because I know they changed those at one time and you can muck them up if you start spraying stuff everywhere.
Right, and it's not necessarily a spray. It's usually a kit. CRC makes a formula that is turbo safe and makes sure that's the kit you're using. That's the only concern I have is some of the other aftermarket kits will do damage to turbochargers, so you've got to be sure that whatever kit you're using, CRC obviously, it's turbocharger safe. But by all means, it's an intake fogging. And that's just part of GDI vehicle maintenance, and that's what we do on a regular basis. So do that. Get down to your local AutoZone, Bill, and that'll work for you. If you have any other questions, by all means, you know, get back to me and send me a picture of those valves and the pistons. But I would ask them, have they considered all those possibilities that we talked about? Because 2 and 2 is making 3 there. It doesn't add up to me. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Ron and Amy, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. By the way, get out to cardoctorshow.com. Find all our latest podcasts. This radio show becomes a podcast afterwards. And we're also putting up, in case you didn't know, Classic Car Doctor. We've dug deep into the vault, and we're putting up older shows, shows that are anywhere from 10 to 12 years old, little bits and pieces and segments that you may find interesting. It's old technology, a lot of different conversation, and just Classic Car Doctor. It's interesting, so you can find that there as well. Let's get on over and talk to, let's go to Rich in Georgia, 94 Honda Civic, an oldie but a goodie. We're talking about oldies here. So what's going on here, Rich? How's this car?
It's old. It's not starting, and I think it's a fuel problem.
Okay.
I don't know if it's actually the fuel pump or the relay. I replaced the relay that activates the fuel pump, and I don't know. It rained.
So when you say it's a no start, is this it cranks, but it doesn't start?
Exactly.
All right. So this is a crank no start condition. When it goes into this crank no start condition, let's go the other way. Have you checked it for spark?
Yes, I have.
And it has spark?
Right.
All right. So, and you're sure the relay that you've replaced or that you're working on is the PGMI relay down to the left of the steering column?
Yeah.
You identified it by wire color? If the vehicle is starting, if you unplug that relay, it goes into a no start condition.
Well, I don't know. I haven't unplugged it. I haven't tested it like that.
Okay.
I just replaced the relay with a Honda, part.
All right. How do you know it's the right relay since there's so many of them down there?
By the part number.
Okay. All right. Just asking. So,
yeah.
Just asking. Do you have any propane?
No, not right now, no.
No, I'm just saying, could you feed it an alternate fuel source? Right? Will the vehicle run on an alternate fuel source just to see it start? All right? Then the other question I've got is, have you tested for voltage do this. Take a voltmeter. You own a voltmeter, right?
Yeah, I know
check,
what a voltmeter.
Check for power at either the injectors or the idle air control valve. The injectors in the idle air control valve, if you look at a wiring diagram, gets powered up by the PGMI relay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you show low voltage, go to the PGMI relay. Do you have low voltage there? If you have low voltage going into the relay, all right, so instead of just replacing it, let's test. Let's see how the circuit works. If we've got low voltage going into the relay, we could have a bad or corroded ignition switch.
Mm.
So it will duplicate a bad relay, but it won't be. It'll be the voltage is actually low. All right?
Right.
And let's start there. I mean, if it's not that, the other side of this is, well, you've changed the relay with a Honda part. Although new doesn't mean good, I could put you through the drill of you could unplug the relay out of the way it's connected, not the electrical connector, but how it's tucked up under the dash. We used to let them hang down, hit them with a heat gun, and it would actually cause the car to shut off. And I guess it's possible even with a new part. New means never, ever worked in my world.
Yeah,
all right.
Correct.
But, before we go that far and go all the way around and say, hey, we got a bad new part, why don't we actually check and see if we've got voltage? Do we have signal into the relay? Do we hear the relay, feel the relay click under normal conditions? And then do we have good voltage there? And then when it doesn't start, what does that voltage become? Is it the same or is it different? If it's low, I would suspect whatever's feeding it in the first step before the relay that's feeding it is the ignition switch itself.
The ignition switch, okay.
All right? Now, please don't go out and just change the ignition switch. You got to check voltage, all right? I know it's tempting, so otherwise the cycle continues, and we end up in the wrong place. All right, kiddo?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. You need more, you know where to find me.
Great, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Be well. It's a diagnostic step, right? It's a diagnostic routine. The PGMFI relay is very common back in the day. Sometimes it was also the spread of the terminals. Sometimes the connectors were corroded. But if we're gonna guess, we got to stop guessing. We got to start testing. And that's just very, very important. That just makes me nervous. So, you got to know. We had a 2016 Camaro SS in the shop this week. I'll tell you this story real quick. And I tell you this story because it's about maintenance. All right. It's about, I don't care how old or new something is, it's still a machine. It still needs basic care. We had a 2016 Camaro SS that came in for four tires, which, by the way, is no cheap proposition either. They're run flats. They're 35 series tires. They are very heavy and very, very stiff sidewall. You know, of course, our new Hunter tire machine handled it, gobbled it up like it was nothing. And in any event, we noticed that while driving, going around corners, the rear end started to hop and bounce. 39,000 mile 2016 Camaro SS. Now, logic would say that, gee, it's, you know, the fluid in the rear differential is worn out. Of course, General Motors says that the fluid doesn't need changing until 60,000 miles. So, you know, how could that be? Well, we pulled out a small sample of rear diff fluid, and sure enough, it was just beat up and black and ugly. And we did a thorough change of rear diff fluid, added the posi additive that GM calls for, and the problem solved. And the reason I tell you this is not to just bore you with something about, hey, we changed gear oil and we fixed the problem. But I think the real answer is that the rear end of a 2016 Camaro SS takes a little over a quart of fluid. One quart. A quart and a quarter, to be exact. That's staggering, all right? You've got a 6.1, I think it is, liter engine up front. I think it's 6.1 or 6.2. 6.2, I'm sorry. 6.2 liter engine, putting out all kinds of horsepower and torque, and you're throttling that thing going down the road, and you expect one quart of fluid to hold up over the lifetime, or at least till 60,000 miles and not wear out. You know, you've got to do service. You've got to do maintenance. It's important. I mean, listen, if you don't, the rear end you break is going to be, you know, the car, and then the wallet you break is going to be your own when you have to repair the major component. So, you know, don't fall into the trap of, gee, I'm driving a new car. It never needs anything. Driving a new car means you've just earned the right and the responsibility to maintain it should you want to do so to be safe and reliable out on the road. So the owner of the Camaro was very happy. We solved this problem. He didn't even know he had a problem, which he just assumed that it was the way the vehicle was supposed to feel because he drove it so infrequently. It's a summertime car only. And, you know, he kind of got used to it and didn't realize it had been going on for a couple of thousand miles, which was spread out over the course of a couple of years because he doesn't really drive it a lot. So just be aware. All right. There's a reason. And don't be afraid to ask your mechanic, hey, it's only got 40,000 miles on it. Are there any fluids we should be doing now? Because early is better than later in my book. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be cruising back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. We had a, I want to tell you this story real quick. We had a customer this week with a 2019 Toyota RAV4, and it was in for maintenance, 30,000-mile maintenance, 35,000, something like that. And we went through and we did our usual, you know, fuel system cleaning and wiper blades and, you know, changed the oil, rotated the tires. And the vehicle is, you know, now going on 6 years old. They got it early. They got it late 2018, so it's getting older. And he had asked about a battery. He wanted a fresh battery in it because the vehicle, you know, because of age, and they're getting ready to go take some trips this summer. They're going to travel out west, and they didn't want to, you know, take a chance of getting stuck on the road somewhere. So I had to put a battery in it. You know, it's not easy even looking up a battery anymore because there's so many specific questions that have to be asked, and all the electronic catalogs don't seem to be correct, I got to tell you. And of late, you know, we've been using autobatteries.com as our reference resource, strictly for battery applications. I mean, we've used it in the past. We've been using it in the past for a long, long time for other information. But they're making it easy because they ask a couple of simple basic questions. Do you have start-stop technology, which this vehicle did? Although you wouldn't know it to look at it. You wouldn't know unless you operated this vehicle. There was no button anywhere that said, hey, start, stop, you know, other than that. And then if you looked at the top of the original battery, in very small letters, almost hieroglyphics, it said start, stop technology only. So we knew that the vehicle was a start, stop. But autobatteries.com helped us find the right battery for this vehicle. And this is key. Because that AGM battery is more money. It is. They're typically $50 to $75 higher than a conventional flooded battery that we were able to get source documentation from autobatteries.com and give it to the customer and let them see it. And, you know, okay, this is why this battery is more money. This is what this battery does versus a conventional flooded battery, which is important. You know, from you know, just knowledge, right? I always tell you guys, knowledge is power. So it's important. So again, thanks to autobatteries.com, we were able to look something up correctly and educate a customer just like we try to educate you guys each and every week. So it's important. Let's go in the shop courtesy of AZ Pro, AutoZone, and the folks over at azpro.com. We had a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe this week that had a loud whirring noise. That was the description on the work order, and it was in my rack. And it happened, it got louder the more you drove the vehicle. It would start to whistle and whir. And we took the belt off. I took the belt off because I knew it was something in the belt area, and the noise went away. You know, prior to taking it off, I had put the mechanic's stethoscope. I listened very carefully to the individual components. And it was loudest at one of the idler pulleys. There's, you know, two idler pulleys and a belt tensioner pulley on this vehicle. So it was loudest from this one belt idler pulley. So I looked up. I looked up a belt idler. I went out to AutoZone, azpro.com, and I looked it up. And, you know, they said it's this idler and this belt. Okay, great. Had it shipped over to us. And not through the fault of AutoZone, but because of the way the manufacturer indexes the part, it was the wrong diameter pulley. And I kind of went round and round, and we kicked it around, and we talked about it, trying to reference the right one. And then I got an idea, and you can do this, and this is why I tell you this story. We got a hold of the original Hyundai part. I got a blow-up picture, and it's easy to do. You go online, you go Hyundai parts online, whatever. And I found the correct part with the correct Hyundai part number. It said, you know, it's this one, not that one, even though they were pointing to what I thought was the wrong pulley. You know, it's interesting what you can do with part numbers at AutoZone Pro, or I'm sorry, at azpro.com at the AutoZone website. And, you know, I was able to reference part numbers by doing an interchange, pulling in that part number, and it brought me to the correct manufacturer pulley part number that I needed, even though it's not listed by application. And I blame the manufacturer. I want to make that clear that they don't have it indexed right. And I was able to order the right pulley from azpro.com. They sent it over, and the car got fixed. So, hey, like I keep telling you, sometimes it's a parts game, and trying to find the right ones, it becomes more difficult each and every day. So, but thanks to azpro, azpro.com, it makes our job a whole lot easier, and it can to you as well. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Look at that. I hit the button. We're doing good today, Tom. We almost made it through the whole hour.
I'm impressed.
Although there's some weird things that have been happening in studio today, hasn't there? It's been like, it's almost like this is Halloween and it's not.
The weirdest thing was that bowl of pretzels you brought out.
Yeah, you like that bowl of pretzels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I'm telling you. That's why I brought them out, because you're here. You'll eat most of them. I just had a few. So because when I do that, I tend to finish the bag and I can't do that. I'm trying to be good. I want to answer an email from Kevin. Kevin's a regular listener. He's written in before, and he's always got some great questions and some great issues. I suspect Kevin's a tech. He writes in, he says, "Hey, Ron, good afternoon. I've recently changed the gear ratio on my 2002 Ford E150 van. I went from a stock 355 to a 410 gear. What needs to be done to correct the speedometer? I have a Solus Pro, but don't think I can do calibrations with it. Thanks for any input. Love the radio show. I listen to the podcast every week," and he gives me his VIN. And I wrote back, and I wanted to do it up here on air because I thought everybody could benefit from this. Because, you know, changing gear ratio is even though it's I don't want to say it's a thing of the past, it's not that common anymore, right? We don't see many people doing that. And, you know, if somebody does that, I want to give them their due and their information that they're requesting. I think that takes a priority in my mind. And I told Kevin, I said, I don't think his Solus Pro will do calibrations either. And it's not because of the tool, but more because of the vehicle and the way the vehicle is set up, the vehicle's needs. You know, in the shop, I've got a Triton, Snap-on Triton, and I've got a Snap-on Zeus Plus. And, you know, they're part of my arsenal, but they don't allow me to do that particular reset or calibration either. But that's because it's a 2002. That's the technology that's there. You know, and I suggested to him to call Snap-on Tech Support and ask. They'll be able to tell him. And, you know, just make sure he's got current level software and stuff. That always helps. I think Kevin's answer, and if anybody else is doing this, I think the answer for this is in what Ford calls as-built data. When you flash a Ford, let's say, for example, the old engine computer that you're trying to install software in or from is damaged. I mean, that's why you're changing, you're replacing the PCM a lot of times, right? Or it's an accident vehicle. The vehicle was hit and the PCM was crushed. So you can't extract the old data out of it. And that's where the information such as gear ratio, transmission type, tire size is usually stored. So you can go to a Motorcraft website via Ford and look up as-built data using your specific VIN. So it will tell you, you plug in your VIN, it will show you the software profile that Ford used to build that vehicle when they assembled it coming off the line. And then what happens is there will be options for certain things, just as there were options on the Ford assembly line. If 410 was a stock gear ratio, which I believe it was, you check that box instead of 355. Now when you put it together, it will not only alter speedometer calibration, but it'll also change how the transmission shifts and reacts to that different gear ratio as well. So using as-built data is the absolute correct way to go. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, reminding you till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.